Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, won't you, everyone, just continue to just lift me up in prayer, because as I was trying to get this mess together, it was a struggle. It was, you know, I said, and it kept on, you know, going back. Well, maybe this ain't for today. It ain't for today. And I said, well, you know what? The devil used a lie. It is for today. You know, the message is for today. And someone, you know, so this morning, thanks to God, I'm just here to just give you a little encouragement word on today. This morning, I'll be coming out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. And read as follows. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, that what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feed them. Are you not much better than they? Which are you, by taking thoughts, can add one cubit unto your his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grew. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, is God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall be not much more clothed than you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take thought for its thing of itself. Sufficient unto the days and the evil thereof. And this morning, I want to bring, yes, focus thought is on verse 34. Take no thoughts for tomorrow. Everything that basically been said here this morning, you know, it sort of line up with the message. The word that I'm speak to you this morning, I just want to speak to a couple of encouragement words. Everybody know this, well, should know this, but I just want to encourage you this morning, saints of God, because a lot can happen in one day. A lot can happen in one day. For today shows that what I believe is a great stress buster for handling life in today's highly stressful environment. That is possible why the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That scripture brings me to our main thought for today's message, living one day at a time. Living one day at a time. Trust in God. Why should we live one day at a time? One, because there's enough trouble in today. In Matthew, like I read, Matthew 26, verse 34, Jesus said, therefore, do not be worried about tomorrow. Each day have enough trouble of its own. Not only can we control tomorrow, we can't control tomorrow, but we cannot, do not know what might happen today. So what worry about tomorrow when we don't even know what's going to happen today? So we can't control it. So we got to leave it all and trust our God. We see the care each day is enough to master in life. It's more than meat. See, don't worry or fret about tomorrow, for the morrow will have its own trouble. The care of each day is enough to master great material, men greater than fowls, God feed without them laboring. Worry can't change the body. Man is better than the plants that do not worry about clothing. See, worrying is useless and sinful and must not be tolerated. We see that sin, worrying about tomorrow, worrying is a sinful and it produces fear. A disease causes other illness and it brings trouble that cannot be paid back. Okay, worrying about tomorrow is boasting over what may not happen. See, sometimes we just think about what things, and that might not even happen. Okay? Why not worry about tomorrow, but today? We are trouble is miserable and it's death, and it's create miserable, it creates trouble and it creates death. It is a mental and physical suicide, a grave digging that have no sympathy. It is needless and wasteful time and effect that should be spent on worthwhile things. See, a robber of faith, peace, and trust, and trusting in a never failing Heavenly Father. It is a stumbling block for others. So we see, thanks to God, we should live today. I'm just trying to encourage you to live today and not for tomorrow. We should live today because we cannot control tomorrow. We see that Proverbs chapter 26, verse 1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." See, no one is assured of tomorrow because God holds the time and the season in his hand. We see Proverbs 16, chapter 16, verse 9 tell us that in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his step. That is why we need to commit our today and our future plans into God's hand. In fact, what about your plan for tomorrow? Have you brought the Lord into them? Have you prayed for his will to be prevailed? Are you willing to let him change your plan if needed? Of course, if God changes our plan, it will always be our best. Only he has complete control of tomorrow. So thanks to God, let's live for today. Amen. We see that God has designed us to live one day at a time. God wants us to live today to the fullness. A great life is made up of a lot of good days. When God created the world, he made it all for man, including the dividing of time into days, separating each day with the curtain of the night. Every new day is closed off from yesterday and tomorrow. It is a new start. Don't worry about the past. It is past. Don't worry about tomorrow, the future. It will take care of itself when you get to it. But live for today. God wants us to focus all our energy on today. Amen. Psalms 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may do for the night, but joy comes in the morning." We are delivered from yesterday by the blood of Jesus and don't have to worry about tomorrow because of our faith in God and His promise. We need to live our life in a today's tight compartment. We need to shut out the failures and sins of the past. Leave the past behind. We can really do this as Christians because of the blood of Jesus. If we confess our sin, He is faithful to His word and just through His blood to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. We must apply the word and the blood to our conscience. God is satisfied with the blood, so we also must agree with His verdict and be satisfied and receive full assurance of His forgiveness. I will not let the past cripple me. You shouldn't let the past cripple you. Yes, I learned from my past. You should learn from yours also. See, I receive healing from the past, but I'm not going to live in the past and let that hold me back. See, I decided to close the door on the past, because the past, we can't do nothing about it, but we can do something about today. This must be the attitude of any athlete or sportsman, or they will surely fail. We are runners running a race. And Philippians 3:13-15 says, one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upper calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this attitude. We got to have that attitude, saints of God. We got to live and move forward, not looking back. If you look back and everything, what's back there? It's past. We got to look the now and press toward the call of the Most High. To succeed, you got to have this attitude, or all the energy will be sucked out of you today. You got to have a positive attitude, saints of God. It means forgetting all the negative things. I would not spend my energy in thinking about or failure, thinking about the past failure. Those things are behind me now. Today, I'm like an athlete, reaching for, putting all of my effort into now. And that's the attitude we're going to have, thanks to God. We got to put our attitude in the now. We can't worry about tomorrow. We can't think about the past, because the past is gone and tomorrow will never be. Because when tomorrow comes, it is today. We see, thanks to God, in Hebrews 12:1, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is easily ensnared us, and run with endurance the race that is set before us. Laying aside the weight of yesterday guilt or tomorrow worry, you won't do well. You won't do well. Imagine a runner with a heavy burden on his back. We must run with patience, one lap or day at a time. Only God knows the timing of your life. Trusted in Him. He knows how you could pace yourself. He will show you what you should do one day or lap at a time. Every day, however, ordinary is an important lap. Building a foundation for the future goal and success of later laps. What do you do today? The habit you form, the rhythm, wisdom you receive, the scripture you read, the prayer you pray will be important for you sooner or later. You might be dreaming of where you will be one day, but if you don't live in God's will today, you won't be in that position later on. God knows the end from the beginning. And he knows what needs to happen today in our lives for his ultimate purpose to be fulfilled. So look to him for guidance today, saints of God. Live in it to the fullness, and he will make it count in the grand scheme of your life. See, you build the house of your life one brick or one day at a time. Every brick is important. Every day is a special part of your life. God has plan and purpose for it. You may not know what it is, but don't worry about it. Leave it with God to put it all together. Trust him with each day. Give it to him. Then he will take all your days, shape them, and put them all together to make something great of your life to his glory. The thoughts you allow to be dominant in your life, those will become attitudes, and attitudes, they will be strong, that will form into habits. And the habits that you let develop will become character. And the characters you develop will determine your destiny. And we just sung this morning about your destiny, who is in control of your destiny. Your eternal glory and soul today is important. In Psalms 118, verse 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Which day? This day. Today. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday, but this day, today, we should say this at the start of every day, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Yes. He had made this day for me. We say, this is the day that the Lord hath made, therefore we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Every day is special, created by God for us. So he have a plan for it and have grace for us to fulfill that plan. So let us rejoice in it, living it to the fullness by his grace. Don't assume or presume what God is going to do that day. Come to God and receive God's plan and grace for it. Be expecting and declaring something good is going to happen to me. When we wake up, we should realize and confess our over the day. God has given me this day. Though through the grace of God, I will make this a special, significant day. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice in God's grace for today and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you that this is a blessed day. Thank you for divine appointment for today. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be a blessing today. This is going to be a victorious day. We just sung that also today. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. That's how we ought to start the day. Many people let their lives slip because of waiting for a different stage of their life. And so miss the joy and blessing of today. Our main business is not to see what lies dimly in the distance, but to do what clearly lies at hand. We are not told to rejoice in yesterday or tomorrow, but to rejoice in today. Don't waste your life dreaming of some rosy future or looking into the past, but rejoice in today. That's how God wants us to live, saints of God. Do you realize that the burden of yesterday and the burden of tomorrow add on to the burden of today are too much for any and every, even a strong person. If it's too much for a strong person, it is too much for you. It is too much for me. So don't borrow the burden from yesterday and the burden from tomorrow and put it with the burden of today. You are not designed to carry the burden of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow. God gives you the grace for today, and that's all. That's why you cannot hold tomorrow problems on today. The grace is not there for it, for you can possibly see grace for today. You see, that the grace is not there from borrowing from tomorrow, because God's grace is new every day. And so the grace that he has for today, it is for today. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Anxiety and worry is fear of the future. So when we worry about tomorrow, it's just a fear. We doubting God. We're not really putting our trust in him. What you do about tomorrow, we can cast it on the Lord. We can say, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Lord, but I do know you're going to look out for me. I put my tomorrow in your hand. I'm going to live today for you. You will sort out tomorrow for me. We'll have tomorrow when we get to it, because then it will be okay. It will be today. We see every day is special, created by God for us. So he has a plan for us today, which is an important part of his plan for our whole life, which we can accomplish through his grace, strength, wisdom, and his power. His grace is available for us today, so that if we believe this, we can to him, we can come to him today and receive his grace. We can receive his wisdom. We can receive his joy. We can receive his strength that we need to live today as we should and fulfill his plan. His grace is on a day-by-day basis, so we must receive his grace for each day, that same day. Only tomorrow can we see grace for tomorrow. So let us rejoice today, live it to the fullest by his grace which he gives us today. Let us love and trust God today with all our heart, living in today. So come to God, delegate the day to him, and be faithful. Receive God's wisdom and grace for it. Be expecting and declare something good is going to happen to me. We got to speak positive in our life and not curse. The word said, speak life or death, blessing or curse. So we got to speak positive things in our life, thanks to God. We got to get out that old habit, old me, old mine, but standing on the word of God. See, we see, thanks to God, in Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, it said the Israel received the daily manna, which is grace from heaven. It came every day, and so they had to gather the manna they needed for that day in the morning, and then eat it that same day, because it would not keep until the next day. Though this, he was teaching them a spiritual lesson that they needed to trust him on a day-by-day basis for their provision. He wanted them to have the same attitude towards their spiritual mountain, God's grace through his word. So we see also in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, it said, so he humbled you, allowing you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he may make you known that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. So he was teaching them a spiritual lesson. Likewise, thanks to God, we need to humble ourselves every day and receive our daily manna from heaven, which is the word of God, want to speak in our heart concerning today, for his power, which is his grace, is his word. So we got to live for today, thanks to God. Like I said, I'm just here to encourage someone not to worry about tomorrow, but live for today. This is why Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. The bread, grace from heaven, come daily. We see you can't live tomorrow on today's bread. You must live on your daily bread, which you receive each day. There is a grace for you today, thanks to God. What you need today, God will give it to you today. What you need tomorrow, he will give tomorrow. So it is pointless worrying about it, about tomorrow. The grace for today is here now. God have got grace for you each and every day. Each day God wants us to focus on today and come to him daily and receive his grace for it. We see in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, it says, his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Amen. There is a fresh set of blessings every morning. You must say, why can't I just, you can't say, I just received all the blessings now for the next year. Sorry, you can't do it. His blessings are new every morning. You got to live one day at a time. Receive the blessing you need every morning. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. In other words, he do it every day. God is faithful. That means every day his blessing will be there. What you need for that day, he will be faithful to give it that day. There's fresh life for you every morning. Every morning you have a fresh life. You have a fresh beginning, a new beginning every day, because it's grace and he is faithful. You can only live in today. You can try and carry the guilt of yesterday's failure and pressures of tomorrow. You will become stressed and unwell. You must cultivate the habit of living in today, not tomorrow. What about yesterday? Forget it. It is the past. Let God take care of tomorrow. Just live today, one day at a time. Give today all that you have. Give us this day our daily bread is a good prayer. God, give us today my daily healing, my daily strength, my daily wisdom, and his will. They are new each and every morning. He will give you daily bread every day if you ask him. It is there for you, there to believe and receive it. See, sometimes we wake up, thanks to God, in the morning. We don't even say, thank you, Lord. We just get up and think it was our own will that we woke up this morning. We think that it was our own self that we had the right to get up and do what we want to. But it's not about us, thanks to God. It is about God himself. So we need to, we appreciate when we anticipate the worst thing that's going to happen and try to face these problems, but most never even happen, we waste precious time and precious energy. What did I worry about that for? We might ask. We just commit tomorrow unto God's hand. Don't worry about it and live today with all your might. We think, how can I live the Christian life? How can I stay faithful to the end? Yeah, hey, you don't have to worry about that. Just live one day at a time. You ain't got to live about how I'm going to live tomorrow, how good I'm going to be tomorrow. But be good today. Have faith today. Believe today. Trust today. And tomorrow will worry about itself. Love him today. That's all he want you and I to do. You can't do that. You can do that, can't you? At least for 24 hours. He just wants you to do is to love and believe him today. He will take care of your tomorrow. Thanks to God. We must focus our life on today. Sure, you can plan for tomorrow, but don't worry about it. Because just living today to the fullness is the best preparation for tomorrow. He said, walk by faith today and tomorrow. I will give you your daily bread tomorrow, and you know what to do tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I'll be there for you tomorrow. Just leave tomorrow to me. Forget the past. Live today to the fullness in the power of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 23, he said, don't be like the heathen. They are always worrying about tomorrow, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Don't worry about tomorrow, but live for God now. Seek first his kingdom of God, meaning put God first today. But what about all those other things? They will be added to you when tomorrow comes. The things you need will be there. Then Jesus said, be therefore not anxious about tomorrow. Why? Because these things will be added unto you. If you live for God today, he will take care of your tomorrow. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Every day that has its own challenge, difficulty, there are enough difficulty in a day without you trying to take on a 3-day at once. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You will get worn out, so focus on today. You can receive grace for its challenge and live it to the fullest. Then you will be ready when tomorrow comes. The best way you can prepare for tomorrow is to live a good day today. How can we live this? By having faith in God, trusting in him. And I want to end with the inspirational poem by the author is unknown, but it says, there are 2 days in every week about which we should not worry. 2 days which should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, which all its mistakes and care, its faults and blunders, its aches and pain. Yesterday have passed forever beyond our control. All the money in the world cannot bring it back yesterday. We cannot undo a single act we performed. We cannot erase a single word we said. Yesterday is gone forever. The other day we should not worry about is tomorrow. With all its possible adversities, its burden, its large promise, and its poor performance, tomorrow it is also beyond our immediate control. Tomorrow sun will rise, either in the splendor or in behind a mass of clouds, but it will rise. Until it is done, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet to be born. So I'm ending with this. Live for today. Live life one day at a time. And I want the Kelsey to play a song. I want you to just listen to the song, listen to the words of the song to continue to encourage you. Thanks to God. Kelsey.
Lord, help me today, show me.